Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio. Another Monday, another show. Best show in town. Tell it like it is. We don't mince words, and we don't beat around the bush, so to speak. My number is 516-666-9990. What do you want to talk about? It's good for me. Sports, politics, bring it on, buddy. Bring it hard and bring it bad news. Bad news. Well, Super Bowl yesterday, I'm sure everybody wants to talk about that. Patriots win another one. Did the Patriots win or did Atlanta lose? I think they blew that game, Atlanta. And Brady rattled in the first half. He looked bad. Even his backers like Colin Cowherd and Skip Bayless, boy, they were jumping ship, boy. They were throwing life jackets out there in the sea. They were jumping. Wow, got ugly. But Atlanta let them back in the game. And, geez, you get a first down and you're on a 20-yard line and you go 30 yards backwards and get out of field goal territory with 4 minutes left, all you got to do is run the ball. Run the ball straight ahead, make them use some timeouts, kick the field goal. Take that clock down to 2 minutes, kick the field goal, make them use their timeouts, you win the game. I don't get it. I don't get it. That was stupid. But, you know, like everybody says, oh, you got to rush them. We got to rush them. Well, they rushed them, and they went man coverage, and they went zone, and they got beat all the way around. I think what happened is Atlanta's defense got wore out. They were on the field too long. That first half, you can't come out there, and like I said with the Steelers, you can't come out there with getting the ball and not move the ball, three and out. You can't do that. You gotta be able to move. Like I just said about beating Brady, the best way to beat Brady is a good offense. You keep the guy on the bench. You move the ball, run the clock, score. But you got to score touchdowns. Atlanta looked like they were going to blow them out. They looked like they were going to blow them out. They put pressure up the middle, like everybody says, because you move Brady off his spot. That A gap, B gap, they ran right up the middle on him. Rushed him. Second half, they didn't do too much of that. They didn't get to him. Brady looked like he was back on target, and, you know, he tore him apart. Let me tell you something. This guy goes in the Hall of Fame, which he is. He has to take Edelman with him. That guy is amazing. I haven't seen anybody in the league, that can guard this guy. He's 5'10", 190 pounds, white kid. In fact, they got three other white kids, Tony Amendola, him and what's the other guy's name? Lynch, whatever the heck his name is. Yeah, three. They don't have a big-time wide receiver. I like those little running backs they have, that Lewis and White. That white kid should have been MVP. I don't think Brady should have been MVP at all. I think White should have been MVP. I think even Brady said it. But, Atlanta, they look bad. Second half, they look like they was fixed. I don't know. How can you get the ball on the 20-yard line, first down, and go backwards? It's out of field goal territory. That field goal right there, that clinches the game. You got a guy there who can kick a 55-yard field goal on that Atlanta team. I've seen him do it. You go backwards 30, 40, you get a holding call. Which was baloney. The holding call was right. But how about the face mask on the wide receiver? Nobody's seen it. Nobody sees it. What happened? Like nobody's seen the fumble recovery up there with the Steelers, or nobody's seen the face mask or the tackle before the catch on the wide receiver the Steelers had. I can't remember his name. Oh, it was Jesse James. They tackled him before he got the ball. No one called that. In fact, I don't think New England had a penalty until the game was out of reach. And you never see New England's line get a holding call. Never. Ever. I've been watching them for 5 years. Never seen them get a holding call. These guys don't hold, I guess. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very interesting. But Brady won another Super Bowl, and that's five for him. Guy got to be one of the all-time greats. He's going down in history as such. And I think we got a phone call here. Let me get to this phone call right now. Hey, you're on Gauze Talk Radio. You're on Gauze Talk.
Hey, Gauze.
Bring it. You.
How you doing, brother?
Is this Murph from Florida?
Yes, most certainly it is.
How you doing,
friend.
Man?
Good.
How you doing?
What's your comments on the Super Bowl? That's, you know, as soon as I was watching the beginning of that game, at the end of the first quarter, I thought to myself, "Why was Tomlin was watching this game?" You know, they were playing tough man to man, you know, and they had shut New England down, and then you know, they were doing real good. The end of the first half, what was it, 28-3?
Yeah.
And I think Tomlin made a surprise appearance into their locker room and said, "Don't play tough man to man. Rush three and play a soft zone." Right? We've been doing it. We've been killing them all. The whole last 10 years with that approach. And sure enough, that's what they did in the second half. History is in the books.
I haven't seen anybody kill New England with anything.
No.
Except,
that's true.
What I seen happen last year? Denver. They had a pass rush.
Yeah, well.
They had a pass rush.
That's what Atlanta had in the first half until they dropped off and started rushing three in the second half.
Well, I don't know if they rushed three. I think they got a little tired there. They were like, their tongues were hanging out because they were out on the field. You know how many plays that New England had? You know how many plays they ran?
No, I don't, but I know they were on the field the whole second half. I know they were on the field the whole second half.
Plays.
That's true.
Yeah, right. 88 plays. You know how many Atlanta ran? 41.
Right, about eight in the second half, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, I don't know what their game plan was in the second half, especially like you were saying, Don, outside there. I think they were I don't know if they were on a 20, but in between the 20 and 25, all they needed was a field goal, and the game was clinched. And I can't believe what they did. You know, take a sack. I mean, I was arguing this morning in the coffee club about, you know, why didn't he just spike the ball? And the guy said, "You can't do that." I said, "Yes, you can. Watch Eli Manning. He does it all the time." You know, just throw the ball on the ground, for God's sake. He was inside the tackle box until he scrambled out.
Right.
Then he got sacked. I don't understand that, you know.
Well, the big thing was that running back.
Run the ball, put the ball in the middle of the field, give your field goal kicker the best shot he can at it, and end the game.
Well, that Devontae Freeman, he missed the block. And
they
strip sacked.
Yes, he did.
Ryan.
Yes, he did.
And that was a key block he missed. I don't know how he misses that block. I don't know how he missed assignment.
Call Tony DiPaolo. he'll tell you how to do it. Called the lookout block.
Yeah. How about Mickey Dougherty?
Yeah, him too. Yeah, him too.
Turnstile.
That was bad. That was really bad.
Yeah.
But
and that guy's going to be head coach for San Francisco.
Well,
Shanahan, he's the offensive coordinator. How do you call a play like that?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, like I say, they weren't doing anything in the second half. New England was steaming. They, you know, they get the ball with what they had about 4 minutes to go in the game, and they made a nice pass to him on the outlet pass, which I can't believe New England wasn't guarding. He runs, what, 40, 50 yards downfield? I thought, oh, man, it's over now. They iced it. And then they, you know, get down inside around the inside the 20 or close to it. And then they just blew it. And the series before that, they did the same thing, and then he lost the ball in a fumble. You know, a sack.
Yeah, I mean, Julio Jones makes a catch down there. Did you see that catch?
That was fantastic. Unbelievable. Yes, it was.
Yeah, they brought him down to the 20, and they end up back on the 40 or 50.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But the cut, almost as good as the immaculate reception was Ellerman's catch there, where he had four legs and two shoes and the ball. That was incredible.
How'd you like my my statement. If Brady goes in the Hall of Fame, you got to take that kid in with him.
Absolutely. He better walk in with him. That's for sure.
That kid's unbelievable.
There are a number of guys on that team that could have been MVP. But I did see, for the first time all year, I saw Ellerman drop about three balls. One was right in his hand. He could have scored on that one.
Yep, he did drop a couple. That's the time I've seen it. Yep.
Yeah,
you're right.
But that was incredible. That was just one incredible game.
Did you think Atlanta lost it or New England won it, or a little bit of both?
Well, I think Atlanta played too conservative in the second half. They were 28-3. Let's just hang on. And I think they should have kept their foot to the gas pedal and maybe kept their offense out there a little longer, and maybe they wouldn't have ran their defense down so far.
Yeah, you could tell that D was definitely gassed, I'll tell you.
They were gassed.
Yeah.
When we were sitting there watching, I just said, you know what, if they don't win this coin toss for the overtime, I said it's over because they're not gonna hold them.
Hey, you think them referees at the end of the game when they called that interference on that Atlanta guy on a 1 yard line?
They put the ball on the one yard line.
I thought that was the right call. You think they were gonna score there?
Oh, jeez, come on! I knew we were gonna take four plays. I figured they'd score right off the bat.
Right,
and they did.
These guys know how to get in the end zone.
Yeah. Did you see the look on the eyes of the Atlanta defense when they went down in the field? What's that?
Roethlisberger can't get in the end zone.
No, he can't. He had the last couple
these
games.
These guys get in there, two-point conversions and everything else. No problem.
That's a pretty slick play they had there on that one. Had me fooled.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was an old Keystone Oaks play.
Yeah, it was.
Only the ball would have been over your head.
I've been trying to get on to listen to your show here, amigo, and I can't pull it up.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I'm hitting everything. Everything I get a 1 month ago, and then I hit listen, and I don't get it. And I don't know. I got to be doing something.
Blog talk.
Yeah. I'm a God's man and Will Dog. Got the speaker there. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. What's going on here? Told Linda to pay that Comcast bill. I don't know if she has it or not.
Yeah. You'll be getting a late notice.
Yeah.
Or canceled.
Yeah. So
what do you think going forward here for the Pirates? You're going to be down there pretty soon with the Buccos.
Yeah. There, you were saying they left with all the equipment there today, didn't they, or yesterday?
They should. Yeah, they took off about 10 this morning.
Okay. Yeah. So they're they did a lot of work down there. In Pirate City.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I haven't been down there to watch it yet. But guys here that go play golf down that way, they said they tore up one of the fields and fixed it all up, and they've added a bunch of some more structure down there. So I'm going to take a ride down, take a look, see what it is.
Well, pitchers and catchers show up.
In a couple weeks. Yeah, Peaches just told me to tell we drove down there to get stuff for my son's team. They're the Marauders, and they had an all league tryout there. They had like 50 or 60 kids from all over Florida come in, and they were running through the drills. It was pretty neat to watch.
How old were the kids?
Some of them were in high school. Some of them were like in junior college.
Oh, okay.
Like, seniors in high school or whatever. But it was a select group. I mean, you couldn't just go in and try out. You had to be invited. That's some good little players there, I'll tell you that. I didn't see any big kids, though. That's one thing that I was shocked I didn't see. I didn't see anybody that was like, 6'3", 6'4", 230, 235, power type thing. They were all lean.
Yeah.
Lean kids that were, not some months at all. Yeah, high school kids kind of thing. But nobody of any big size, as you say, man, there's a power hitter, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but it was interesting.
You're going to have to keep me updated, about the Buccos, Don.
I will. I will. When I get down there, I'll see. You know, when I get down there, I will.
Okay.
So, all right, amigo.
All right,
I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I agree with most of your analysis. All right, bro. Take it easy. I said I agreed with most of your analysis there on the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, brother.
I know I'm on the right track then. All right.
Yeah. Has Dustin called in yet?
No. I'm waiting for him.
All right, brother.
He should be.
Take it easy.
All right.
Be good.
There he goes, Merv. That was Merv. His perspective. Give me a call, 516-666-9990. The phones are lighting up. Switchboard's on. I'm going to have to hire somebody pretty soon to get all these calls together because every week I'm getting more and more. But give me your take on the Super Bowl. What do you think? Give me your take on the Pirates. What do you think of Kutch moving to right field? What do you think of me getting a sneeze here in about 5 seconds? 1, 2, 3. See what I mean? Yeah. Another one. That'll probably be one more pretty soon. But, give me your opinion on the Penguins if you want to talk about that. How about Trump? Anybody want to talk about Trump? Trump the lump. I see he's pretty popular today. He says all the polls are fixed. If they're not in his favor, then it's fake news, he said. There you go. We got a real leader there. Real leader. I'm glad you people voted for him. Put more pollution in your water and air and poison your kids. I'm glad to see that. And maybe if you're older, he can take your Social Security and Medicare off you. That'd be great. Well, when you go to the doctors, they'll say you don't have any health care. And you say, what? And he says, no. You're, sorry. Oh, well, what happened? Well, your boyfriend just canceled your health care, so go kiss him on the lips and vote for him again. But let's get back to the sports here about the Super Bowl. I thought I don't think Atlanta's going to be back next year. That's a blow. When you lose a game like that and go all that way, man, that's devastating for next year. You got to think, wow, we were so close and lost like that. Yikes. You only get there once in a while. I mean, Belichick and Brady get there every year, but it's going to be one day Brady's going to get old. That's the difference between him and Ben. Brady has a special diet and workout, and Ben doesn't. I'm almost ready for Ben to say bye. I'm almost at that stage, like, good. But we don't have anybody to take his place, so I think this year or next year would be a good time to draft a quarterback. I'm not like the other guys on the radio. Like I seen a fat guy on 3 o'clock on a FM channel. Right away he got to talk about the Steelers. Their big Super Bowl yesterday. And he's bad-mouthing the Steelers about it. So, what's the point of that? That the Steelers don't appreciate his boyfriend, Ben, he says. No, they only gave him a $100 million contract, fat boy. They appreciate him. And I wish he was listening because maybe he'd learn something. Instead of just trying to get calls and rile people up, state the case, the right case. If they didn't appreciate him, they wouldn't have put up with his bull crap when he was accused of raping two women. So, and they give him a $100 million contract. What are you telling me? They don't appreciate him. You know what, fat boy, Madden, blow it out your rear end, okay? So, I got that off my chest. Another thing, my talk show. You can call up. I don't have any commercials, email. I don't read email. I don't read Twitter. I don't do none of that garbage. I shoot it from the hip, tell it from the lip. So call now or forever hold your peace, 516-666-9990. Got a lot to talk about. I think the Steelers are one of the three top AFC teams next year to go to the Super Bowl, but I would have to say New England's favored. Yeah, they are favored. And I think Pittsburgh, Oakland's in there. We'll see how that car comes back from that leg. I knew a star from Keystone Oaks broke his leg and was a running back, and he was never the same. I think he played for St. Anne's, and then as a freshman, he had about, 55 touchdowns. And he came back his freshman year for Keystone Oaks and ran for about 400,000 yards and had 70 touchdowns, and then broke his leg, and he was never the same. But, yeah, I mean, you never know how you're going to come back from an injury. I'm sure David Carr, I think he broke it in two places, which is bad, a pretty bad break. But, yeah, they're favored, and you got, I'm sure, Dallas, they're up there too. They may give Atlanta and Seattle a run for their money next year. Seattle will be in there, but you got Pete Carroll. Everybody says, time clock management. Time clock management. They should have ran the clock down, you know, from they were snapping the ball when it was 10 seconds. This is Atlanta. They were snapping the ball with 10 seconds on the clock. Yeah, they were, but that didn't lose the game for them. They lost that game because of poor play calling, I thought. And that defense was just, man, where they wore out. They were on the field. New England had the ball for, 80-some plays? And like Murph said, they had, and were they on the Atlanta offense? Would they have, like, 8, 10, 15 plays in the second half? No, probably not even that. You can't go 3-and-out. Especially after you got the ball coming off the third quarter. I mean, there was a long layoff there. I thought that might have broke some momentum that Atlanta had because they were, like, cooking. An hour and 8 minutes. That's how long Matt Ryan wasn't on the field. Between the half. The end of the second quarter and the beginning of the third. An hour and 8 minutes. That'll break some momentum there, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think so. But still, that didn't lose the game for them. But they did look different in the second half, I can tell you that. That catch that Julio down by the schoolyard made was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Best wide receiver in the league, I think. Way much better than Antonio Brown. Not much, but he's better. Guy's, 6'3", 230, runs like a deer. I didn't think they didn't throw to Sanu, I think, that kid from, they took him out of the game. They took him out of the game more than they did Julio down by the schoolyard. Yeah, I didn't see him. I think he caught one pass, and a tight end caught a pass, a touchdown pass. But then after that, second half, and then it was a whole different ballgame. That's the worst I've seen Brady look in the first half for a while. Like Murph said, even Edelman dropped a couple passes. I couldn't believe it. That guy's something else. The best part is, Brady don't have a Julio. Imagine if he had Julio Jones or Antonio Brown or some of these guys that are really good wide receivers. I mean, not that these guys aren't, but they're not in the same class as Julio and Brian Edelman and the other kid. What's his name? Tony Amendola. No way. Imagine if he had those guys. One of them. He'd be unbelievable. But he's 40 years old, so you know what? 40. I know he says he keeps in good shape and eats right and works out, but at 40... you can wake up one day and feel great, and the next day you're old. So, been there. I remember 39, I ran a 4.40 and 40. The next day, I was 40, I was up to 6. That's how bad it was. in one day. Yeah. Because I wanted to get time when I was 39 years old. I ran a 4.440, and the next day, December 4th, I ran out here in the backyard. I ran a 6.2. That's how bad it was. One day, I lost it. So if you want to give me a call, give me 516-666-9990 about anything you want to talk about. Polluted waters, polluted air, people not being able to get in the country, elections fixed, Dodd-Frank, people getting ripped off at the bank. What do you think? Give me a call. I mean, if you've got the balls, give me a call, because we're all that. We're flying tonight. Coming. Just want to tell you where I'm coming from politically, Democrat here. Lean, center, left a little bit on a lot of things. Realist. I'm not a hillbilly. I'm not a squirrel gun guy. Okay, I don't care who's getting an abortion. That's a woman's business. Okay, don't peek in my bedroom. Tell me what to do. The right wing's always talking about, oh, less government. Sure. They're always the ones trying to tell you what to do. Can't do this, can't do that. Republicans are that way. And I've got to tell you, I don't understand the rush for people not to have health care. I just, you know, they've had a plan now for, what, 8 years they've been saying about health care? And they all say, well, we're going to repeal it. Just Paul Ryan, that little weasel from Wisconsin, Eddie Munster lookalike. Yeah, he wants to repeal it, and, you know, he's been saying that for 8 years. I think that's, you know, I think that's a all-time dream of his. Knock people off health care. I guess a lot of people don't want health care because they don't want Obamacare, they say, according to the Republicans. But over the years, I mean, a lot of people have signed up for it. But they have a better plan, but I haven't seen it. Trump said he has a better plan. Where is it? Maybe Putin got it. I don't know. Yeah, what's this love affair with Trump and Putin? I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say. I might get in trouble. Might get deported, even though I'm an American citizen. So I think I know exactly what it is. And I don't think it's too hard to figure out what the love affair is there. But believe me, there is one. But, you know, all the people with the Trump hats, you know, make America great again. Like one guy, Tom Brady was wearing that hat, make America great again. And then they showed where he lived and his wife and kids and showed us 15 cars. I think you're doing all right, Tom. America is pretty great for you. And it's going to get better because you're not going to pay less taxes. Maybe that's what he means. I mean, I don't think he had it too bad the last 20 years there. I think America's been damn good to you. But we're going to make it great again. That's what I want to know. It might be happening to the youth people at 1%, but sure ain't happening down below here. Like I told you last week, keep your goddamn hands off my Social Security and Medicare. If you want your fingers and your hands, keep your dirty mitts off it. And I don't give a rat's ass who you are. So I got 60 seconds to tell you to keep your stinking, rotten mitts, Republicans, off my Social Security and Medicare. Because if you mess with it, I will, and I'm sure a lot of other people my age will go ballistic. And I don't know if you're ready for that. So Paul Ryan and Turkey Neck Mitch McConnell and a few of you other bums up there that don't do nothing, collect a check, government check, that hate government so much. Read my lips. Don't mess with my shit. Bye.